y'all. I apologize, but I have to re-record this. Because the episode that dropped on the 5th was supposed to be the appreciation episode. So I had to take the title from this episode, switch it to the 5th to make it make sense. So it showed on Apple kind of late, but I updated it. Anyway, today I want to talk about what's behind all your anger. A lot of people are angry because of things that have happened to them throughout life, whether it's your childhood, whether it's when you were a teenager, whether it was your 20s, whether it was your 30s, or maybe you've been dealing with different aggressions from the people who raised you, whether it's your dad or your mom or your siblings, right? So, happy people, if you don't know, happy people or people who make other people laugh usually have the darkest experiences growing up, because they used that laughter and they used that comedy or something being funny as an escape. So a lot of times when I see great comedians, I always want to know their backstory, because sometimes it's super problematic. Sometimes they had like a teenage issue where they were always getting themselves in trouble. They were never great in school. Maybe they grew up in the slums. Maybe they grew up very poor. Maybe, you know, they didn't have the best parents. They didn't have the best upbringing. Things like that happen. And sometimes that creates some of the best people we get to know in our adult life, or as actors or entertainers or entrepreneurs. It's a choice, right? And I just believe a lot of times the way that we were brought up, the experiences that we've had as kids, you get to an age or a point in life where you get to choose. You get to choose if you're going to allow the things that have happened to you to be a crutch, and so you can victim blame for the rest of your life on why you make bad decisions or you don't do good for yourself, or you can take what has happened to you and flip that shit and not make it decide what life you get to live because of what has happened to you against your will, against the choices you have made for yourself, right? And I have experienced, you know, ugly parts of life, but if you meet me today, you may not think so. You know what I'm saying? You may just think, oh, you had a regular life. Your mom was there. You knew who your dad was. You spent time with both of them. You know, you went to school. You went to college. You never caused any problem. You have a clean record. Never had a mugshot. Never been arrested. You pay your taxes. You raise your kids. And it just looks like you just live a regular life. No, it took hella bullshit for me to get where I am. And so that's why I wanted to talk about this episode, because when I see angry people or when I see miserable people, I know they're dealing with some shit, or they're avoiding dealing with their shit. So I look at angry and miserable people differently, because I'm just like, you're still in denial that you got some work to do. And I'm going to tell you this. It's not for anybody to tell somebody, go do it now. Go do your work on yourself now. But if you have a friend where you see the anger issues, you need to say something. If you have a brother or sister where you see this repetitive thing that keeps happening in their life and they're not talking to a professional therapist or seeing somebody about that, you need to say something. If you have people that love you and they see you struggling and is rooted in anger, if they love you enough, they would have said something to you. Okay? Sometimes there's not enough gym equipment to hide that anger, to bury it. Sometimes it's not enough alcohol. Sometimes it's not enough drugs. Sometimes it's not enough shopping that can bury the anger that you have in you. Sometimes you're going to have to take your ass to a fucking therapist, pay them to pull the shit out of you so you can learn what tools are already within you to deal with your bullshit. Okay? And that's what I want to talk about today. I apologize for titling the wrong episode on the 5th. Please forgive me. But let's get into it. All right, so we're talking about anger. We're talking about anger. Some people get super defensive when you talk about anger that they have or anger that they show. Or if you mention, I think, you know, you have something to work on, or I think, you know, you should see somebody about that. They get super defensive. I'm the type of person where I can feel myself brewing. I can feel when I'm ready to bite the shit out of somebody. I can feel when I need to punch someone in the face. I can feel that shit brewing. And I am no longer young enough to get away with that shit legally. I am no longer able enough to punch one of my brothers or throw something across the room. Or break furniture over someone's back, because those things have really happened in life. I remember being in fights with my brothers to the point where I felt like my ribs were broken. I remember breaking most of the chairs in my mom's house in fights. I remember punching out a glass window in my mom's house because they tried to lock me in the house to stop fighting, you know, one of my cousins, and glass being in my arm and my arm being cut open and the tissue falling out, and my mom put me in a tub trying to stop the bleeding and me not feeling it because I was so angry. I remember not being able to calm down after people piss me off, you know what I'm saying? And all of that was rooted in something that wasn't even the issue it appeared to be. So a lot of times when people get angry, what is actually happening at the surface is not what they're truly angry about. It's other bullshit that they've been holding that is fueling the results of what's happening visually, right? And that's why it's so important for people, if you're feeling shitty, say something. Write it down. Talk to somebody. If something's bothering you, don't just hold it in and be like, I'll deal with it. Because the reality is you never fucking deal with it. Your anger becomes another piece of mail on that fucking table that's full of mail already that you haven't gotten to, right? And that's the best way I could put it, is you just keep stacking and stacking and stacking. And it's going to come to a day where one person either cuts you off in traffic, or one person is being rude in line and holding you up because you got places to be. And you're going to take all of those stacks of anger that you put to the side, and you're going to release on them. And somebody's going to be like, oh my gosh, all they did was turn in front of them and they just X, Y, and Z. It has nothing to do with them just turning in front of them, but they've been stacking bullshit for months, for years, and not taking care of it. And now all that energy and aggression is going to this person for doing that one little thing, because they are ticking. They are fucking ticking time bombs. And there are a lot of people today who are ticking time bombs for many reasons. They're unhappy at home. They feel a pressure to show up a certain way. Nobody likes them at work. Their family doesn't like them. Their parents don't appreciate them, but always need them for shit. They can't get ahead in life because somebody may have fucked up their credit, or somebody may have fucked up their record. They feel limited. They feel stuck. And it takes one person to piss off somebody like that, who is already dealing with a weight that they carry on a daily basis, doing a whole bunch of shit that they don't want to do. That's why today you have to kind of think twice on honking your fucking horn. That's why today you have to kind of think twice on saying something smart to someone behind a register. I just watched a video yesterday of a man who was pissed off at how much guacamole he got at Chipotle and pulled out a gun and shot somebody. Let me tell you something. Him being pissed off and pulling out a gun because of guac had nothing to do with the fucking guac. It was other things that were being weighted on him to make him feel like, this is it. The next person that fuck up or piss me off, this is gonna be it. You know what I'm saying? There was a time in my life where, yes, I am registered to carry, and I would have my gun out of its case with me. And the days where I knew I was angry enough, I knew I couldn't have my gun easy access. It's called self-fucking-awareness. You know what I'm saying? You have to be self-aware to know, I'm too angry today to be in an office. I'm too angry today to be around children. I'm too angry today to go to work to teach a class. I'm too angry today to be in traffic. I'm too angry today to take my ass to the DMV, because I feel like the DMV is a project that the government puts in the public vicinity for citizens to come through and see if they're a ticking time bomb or not. Because why the fuck do y'all make that place so impossible for people to do and go about their business? I don't know. Sorry, I had to take that segue because there's two places I hate. The fucking DMV and I hate the fucking post office. Okay? I hate most government establishments because they just make it so impossible to get everything done in one place and fucking leave. And everybody that works there is fucking miserable. There's never anybody in a great mood at the DMV. Like, y'all purposely say, well, at what level of miserable are you where we think you should be great for this job? And y'all hire them people. And they drag their feet and they wobble to the printer like you ain't got somewhere to go, like you ain't taking time out of work to come to this fucking DMV to do some shit. But anyway, you see me getting angry? The post office. Why the fuck is it only one person working at the counter at the fucking post office? And why do they not speak up? And why don't they tell you things with enthusiasm? And why is there a pen in there that maybe not work? Why is there never markers available? Why do I have to ask you where the tape is? Why can't the tape be ready for the customers that might come in today? Like, it's this struggleable way of customer service that the fucking post office has that pisses me off. You see me getting angry? I hate those places. So when I go to those places for people, no, I love you, okay? No, I really give a fuck to be in a post office, okay? And there's few people that I'll go to a post office for. I'll go to a post office for my mom. I'll go to a post office for my nephews. I'll go to a post office for my kids. I'll go to a post office for one of my brothers. Heavy on the one, okay? I'll go to the post office for someone I'm in a relationship with. I ain't going to the fucking post office for nobody else, okay? It's just not happening. The shit is not being shipped. I would rather go to UPS and pay double than to be in a motherfucking post office. I hate the post office. And I hate the fact that y'all give them small ass P.O. boxes and the motherfucking price keeps going the fuck up. Why is a P.O. box costing me more money than my renter's insurance on the house I'm in? My renter's insurance is $14. A fucking P.O. box that's the size of a basic envelope, height and width, is about $78 per month. What the fuck are y'all smoking? But anyway, you see? You see? You see? Like, I hate the post office. I hate the DMV. I hate government places because they make it an obstacle to get shit done that should be very easy. And a lot of people who work for the post office and who are in those positions know you can complain on them and their job is going to be there tomorrow. I hate that. I hate people who put themselves in a very direct customer to worker place and they have a fucking attitude. If you don't like people, why the fuck are you working at a fucking restaurant? If you don't like people, why are you working with the elderly? If you don't like people, why are you working with children? If you don't like teaching, fuck if you know the subject, why are you teaching? A lot of kids don't learn what they need to learn because the teachers fucking suck. They have a nasty-ass personality. They don't care. They have no empathy. They have no patience. But because you know the subject, you think you should teach. I used to have the chemistry teacher. Got it. A chemistry teacher who knew chemistry, like the back of his hand. But he had a very lax, laid-back... I said what it was already. I don't know how to explain it. Attitude. Where I wasn't understanding that fucking class. So I ended up failing that class. And I had to go to night school. No. I had to take online classes for chemistry. Right? I went to night school for another type of math class, I think. Yeah, I had to take online classes for chemistry, and I got a B in that bitch. A B. So that tells you that, yeah, maybe you knew the subject, but you don't know how to teach, right? And there's a lot of people who are like that. And then that gives the illusion to a lot of parents that your child is fucking up in school. No, your child is maybe not fucking up in school, but maybe that teacher don't know how to fucking teach. Like, that's a reality for a lot of stuff kids go through in class. Some of these teachers suck. My daughters have an art teacher at their school right now who is a fucking miserable man who teaches art. And she loves art, but she hates when it's art day and she got to go to his class because he doesn't like kids. This man does not like children, but he's teaching art in the elementary school. I feel like those are the foundational years for a child to really explore their creativity. Imagine how many children he's stifling in that class because of his nasty ass attitude. Like, that's some real shit. It's a lot of people walking around right now who have had horrible experiences in relationships, and they're just like, I can't stand women. It's not women that you can't stand. You just happen to have. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me.
can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really like a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy. Shan't be potting, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.
A few relationships with some nasty ass women with nasty ass attitudes, and now you're subjecting yourself to hate a whole sex because of your personal experiences. No, you just need some better experiences, and you need to learn your boundaries. Because I really feel like if there's a single man outside dating, or a single woman that likes women, not gonna yuck your yum. I could not do an extra titties and a vagina and an attitude to deal with. I am enough. Y'all look cute though. But if you haven't explored other experiences of a woman as a man, and you think these five relationships that you have had with women are what women are, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot, because I am very unlike a lot of women outside. You know what I'm saying? I don't like a lot of things that women do. You could never pay me to lay me down on a motherfucking table to have somebody glue a lash on me. I'm not doing that shit. I don't give a fuck about a lash. I don't give a fuck about eyeliner. I don't care. So I like men who like more natural than false looks. You can't sit me in no salon and be like, I'm about to put in a weave. I'm about to do a quick weave. You ain't do nothing on me. The closest I get to a hair that ain't mine is braids. Okay? And I don't even keep them hoes in long. I probably keep braids in. I don't give a fuck how much I paid for it. Probably a week and a half. Because I like feeling my own hair. I like the feel of my scalp. I like knowing my scalp is clean. I like being able to throw my hair up in a ponytail and go about my fucking business. I don't make my hair dictate where I can and can't go. There's nobody that's going to call me up and be like, hey, you want to go out to dinner tonight? And I'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, oh, I can't go. My hair's not done. I'm not that girl. But there's a lot of women who are that girl, who they don't leave their house without makeup. They don't leave their house without getting their hair done. Mind you, there are a lot of beautiful women who have real hair, who continuously wear wigs, who continuously get a quick weave, because some women just like the personalities that come with their hair looking a certain way. Some women like to have options, and some women feel limited by the hair that grows out of their head. How? I don't know. Why? I don't know. I'm not that girl. So if a man is just like, all women like is to get their lashes done, and they like to put weave in their hair and buy a whole bunch of unnecessary shit and have a man pay for everything, that is all women, you're a fucking liar, because that is not me. Okay? That is not me. I've never felt comfortable with a man paying for everything for me. Never. Never. I'm always in a relationship on some, okay, how can I reciprocate your efforts? How can I show up for you also? There's a lot of women who are just like, I ain't worried about showing up for him. I'm not worried about doing X, Y, and Z for him. And unfortunately, I feel like a lot of men fall into relationships with those women because you are fucking stuck on this type. You know what I'm saying? You're fucking stuck on this type of women that you like. Sometimes the type of woman that a man likes and think he wants, you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and financially can never afford. And that's why you keep coming back to the same issue of dating, not dating. Dealing, wasting your time. Trying, putting in effort, heartbroken. A lot of the women certain men go for are already spiritually broken, and all they're going to do is break your fucking spirit. And you're going to carry this hostility with you meeting the next woman because you're bracing yourself for some shit this new woman did not do. So a lot of times I feel like what men and women be mad at, because women do it too. Women would have relationships with men who are never for them, showed them repeatedly that they were never for them, and they keep trying and keep trying because they think they're gonna change them, and then be like, all men ain't shit. You're a fucking liar. There are some great men out here. Some great men out here. But there is something about you that's limiting you from meeting those men, or limiting you in a way where those men aren't even looking in your direction because of something you're giving off. Whether it's your personality, whether it's your pride, your ego, the way that you dress, the way that you talk to people, the way that you treat yourself. So I think a lot of times with men and women, it has to do with self-awareness that you're angry about. You haven't learned your boundaries, so you cannot give them to people. So when you cannot give your boundaries to people, people use you in a way that they're going to use you, and they dip. So a lot of times, what people are really angry about in other people is what they haven't learned about themselves. Learn your boundaries. If something is a hard no for you, don't make a face, a body, muscles, how much a man makes, what a woman's ass and titties look like, change that. You have to be on some, I don't give a fuck what you look like. I'm not with that bullshit you serve in, so I'm going to exit left. Don't just say it. Do it. When you have boundaries, you have to be willing to lose. Okay? When you have boundaries, you have to be willing to lose. I will always say this, and I will always stand on this. Real men don't have to lie about what they want and what they do. Because if you're worth it enough, if a woman wants you enough, if she likes you enough, and she was like, oh, that's what you doing, that's what you want, that's what you on, I'm still staying. But you got to be a certain type of man to be able to be like, I'm worth this. I'm letting you know now, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm on. You either with it or you can leave. When you standing on business like that, you can be honest. Because whether a woman stays or she leaves, you understand what you're doing. You're being very honest and open about what you want. There's no lies to be told. I feel like people who lie have something to hide. People who lie know that they are not worth staying with if they tell the truth. That is a personal issue with yourself. But you need have to be so okay with you that you'll tell the truth about yourself, good or bad. I'm very stubborn. I let people know that off jump. I'm very stubborn. That is a con with me. Okay? But the more I get to like you, the more I trust you, the more I see your efforts, I adjust that shit. I try my best to not be as defiant. But if I don't trust you, what am I adjusting that shit for? That's how I look at things. So when it comes to anger, it's rooted in some other shit, right? My anger comes from the ways that I've seen people treat my mother and her not stand up for herself. So I built up this defense mechanism to prevent people from treating me like that. And my mom thought her being nice to people and her being giving to people and her showing other people empathy was going to teach me empathy. But in reality, what it showed me was my mom giving to people and showing up for people and having empathy for people who used her, who did not show up for her. So it backfired. It didn't make me a bitter person. It didn't make me not want to show up for people, but it made me very calculated in the people I show up for. It made me very limited on my niceness to people. I didn't automatically give people my niceness. You had to earn my niceness. And growing up, I think my mom saw it as me being mean, but no, you helped create this wall that I give people because you overextended yourself too much in front of me. And I don't want to grow up and be a woman that gets used by people because I care. So you have to be mindful on what you show your kids, because what you think you're showing your kid is not seeing. Your kid is seeing something else. So it wasn't until my 30s where my mom realized, oh, she's not mean. She's protecting herself. Oh, yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, girl. I didn't care if my mom compared me to my dad. Oh, you're just like your dad. You're mean. Girl, that's a compliment. That's a compliment. I'm not mean. I'm strategic. I'm not mean. I pick my people wisely. I'm not mean. I understand my worth. I understand that if I'm at a job and you talk to me crazy, I'm going to go to the back, collect my things, clock the fuck out, and leave my badge on this counter and go home with a smile on my face. There's no money that you can pay me to talk to me crazy. There's no money that you can pay me to treat me indifferent. There's no money that you can pay me to be able to put your hands on me. There's no life that you can give me to be able to dictate my do's and my don'ts. You have to be self-aware. A lot of people's anger comes from the fact that you have no self-boundaries. You don't stand for nothing. So people can step on you. They can step over you. That ain't got nothing to do with what somebody's doing to you. That has something to do with the limitations you don't give other people. And people see through that. People could tell somebody that wants to be nice in order to be liked. I don't give a fuck about being nice to be liked. I don't care about that. You have to have limitations on people. I had to learn in my 20s, why my father was how he was. My father probably had a very brash, harsh upbringing. That man was born in 1923. Okay? Let's start there. Both of his parents were Jamaican. Let's start there. Okay? I don't know my grandparents. Okay? I don't know a lot of my dad's family because he wasn't really family oriented like that. He kept his life very separate. You know what I'm saying? And that man came to America on some, I'm about to get this money. And that man was strictly about his money. He bought property. He had tenants. He owned a barbershop. He hired his friends. He made them have a job. He worked in the barbershop. He cleaned the barbershop. He would leave the barbershop, lock it up, be the first one there. He had drink machines in there that he would make money on. Snack machines in there he would make money on. Now, did the man like to play the lottery? Yes. What man making his own money won it? What man running his own business won it? Did the man like women? Yes. What Jamaican man don't like women? Honestly, me personally, seeing Jamaican men in my life and in my family, would I date one? No. Why? Because I like my blood pressure low, and I like my stress low, and I don't look good in an orange suit being locked up behind bars that are in a room that's smaller than my closet. It's not a good look, okay? I knew Caribbean men were not for me a long time ago, okay? No shade. No shade. 10 out of 10, I do not recommend. Are they great people to get to know? Yes. Okay. Are they entertaining? Yes. Are they hard workers? Yes. Can they make a great song? Yes. Do they cook really well? Yes. Would I date one? No. No. Okay. That's my personal opinion. You do what you want to do. But I saw who my father was. And it wasn't until my 30s where I understood that my dad wasn't an asshole in the marriage that my mom had with him because he was an asshole. He was an asshole from the jump. She agreed to be in a marriage that was transactional. Again, you're upset with somebody because you didn't have boundaries for yourself. My mom should have never married my dad. My mom should have never been in that relationship looking for something that was loving and empathetic because he never showed her that the relationship or the marriage would have been loving and empathetic.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It was on some transactional shit. It was on some, I'll allow you to live in my home. You take care of my home. You cook. You clean. I'll work. Oh, you got prior kids that live in Jamaica that you want to bring to America? Cool. I'll pay for them to come up here. This is the agreement. And she agreed to that shit. And yes, I came out of that marriage. Great. But I was brought up in a house that I didn't see that was loving. I was brought up into a house where I get to witness a marriage being full of tension and conflict. And my mom shutting down when things got confrontational. Because my mom never learned how to deal with conflict. Her parents were very strict. And her mom was not very empathetic and loving. So in turn, it made my mom grow up and wanted to be the opposite. Sometimes when you have very strict parents and you decide to grow up and be the opposite for your children, it has a backlash. Because I believe kids need both. Kids need parents who are empathetic and loving and caring, but they also need parents who are willing to discipline, give limitations, and give boundaries. Because the world is going to give you boundaries all day. So I grew up in a house with my mom and some of my brothers where there was no discipline. So it turned into a house where there was a legal adult, but ain't no adult shit going on. The only adult shit that was going on in my house is my mom has a room. She cooks. She pays bills. Everything else is a ruckus. And I'm the only girl. And I'm the youngest. So hell yeah, we was fighting that bitch. We was breaking shit. We was fighting in there. It was just a lot of chaos, right? And then my mom has a middle child that has that middle child syndrome where I think he saw me as the youngest. He saw me being able to have both of my parents, know both of my parents, and he just had this jealous thing that he would just antagonize me all the time. And that was a lot of the root of my anger, because I always felt like this nigga's out for me today. This nigga's gonna do something purposely to me today. And that was a lot of my issue growing up with my mom, because I never felt safe. I never felt that my mom would actually see the personality of this person and how they're always out for me. And my mom was on some, I just want my kids around. But that nigga was on some, what the fuck am I gonna do to Shan today? You know what I'm saying? So I had to be a kid, and I had to learn how to also be my own parent very young to protect myself, because eventually my mom left my dad and they separated, and then they got a divorce. So I was with someone who was supposed to be parenting me, but whenever there was conflict or an issue, she would shut down. So a lot of the time, yes, I was with my mom, but I felt like I was by myself because I had to protect myself, because my mom had a hard time seeing people for who they are, right? And my mom hasn't always been in the best health either. So a lot of times I felt guilty coming to my mom about problems. So I would keep it to myself. What that did is build up this anger in me that I had to carry while being a kid, while being the only girl, while being the youngest. You know what I'm saying? And eventually my mom learned to understand that about me, that my personality was not just my personality. My personality was something that was built and formed by my experiences and my environment. Still to this day, because my mom being in a house with all of these boys and a girl and liking kids, that was like my mom's comfort. Like, my mom loves kids. She loves being around kids. She loves creating. She loves being in the middle of kids having a fun time. But I don't feel like my mom really like understood what was happening in a home with all of these kids. And then my house, for the most part, was always a kid house on the block. The kids love coming to my house. Hence why now I like my house like this. I like my house fucking quiet, because I grew up hearing fucking chaos in my house all the time. It was rare that my house was ever quiet. Right? So I love a quiet house now, because I always grew up where there was just like hella noise. And my mom thought, I just don't like people at my house, or I just don't like people. It's not that I don't like people. It's like I like the people I fucking like around me. And if I don't like you, I don't want you around me. So a lot of people think that I'm a people person, but technically I'm not a people person. I like my people. I like being around people whose energy I can trust, whose personality I can trust. But if I can't trust your energy and I don't know you, I'm not trying to be in the mix. Okay? I was never into parties. I was never into being at the house where everybody that I'm related to being, because it was too much energy. And I knew the chaos was coming. I knew somebody was going to fight about something, and I didn't want to be in it. Right? So, a lot of my anger comes from me feeling like I didn't get to have 100% childhood like I deserved, because I had to parent myself a lot. And I was dealing with a lot of adult shit as a kid that I shouldn't have to deal with if my mom would truly see people for who they were. And I don't blame my mom, because I understand she has her own shit that she needs to work through. But a lot of people get to an adult age where they don't even dissect that shit. They don't dissect the fact that the way that I grew up has shaped me as an adult. The way that my parents dealt with me has shaped me as an adult. The way that my father was not his fault. The way that my mother was not her fault. I'm not looking to blame them, but I am looking to name a thing a thing. Okay? And the thing about your experiences as a child, as a teenager, you don't get to dictate that shit a lot of times, because you don't get to make your own choices. Okay? I didn't start making my own choices until I was 15. When I was 15, I went to go visit my aunt for a summer in Atlanta, and I was like, I'm not coming back. Send for my things, okay? I was like, I'm not coming back to Florida. I'm going to school here. Whatever you got to do legally, do it on paper so she could register me for school. And my mom was like, girl, okay. All right. She was like, okay. I didn't expect any pushback from that lady, because, girl, you don't push back on nothing. So I went to high school in Georgia. That aunt was very toxic. You know what I'm saying? She's one of those, she wants to be able to say that she did something for you. And if she can't say that she's doing something for you or helping you with something, you're the enemy. Because she gets off on being able to say she did something for somebody. Toxic shit, okay? Can't stand a woman, all right? I knew my limits with her. I just needed point A to point B to point C type shit. So I went to high school living with her and part of college. And then it got really toxic and nasty in college. And I had to move out. And that's when I met some of the greatest people in my life, in the most challenging times in my life. And I still have those people in my life today. And I live with complete strangers who became family to me, right? And this is why I push, your family is not always going to be related, okay? I've met a lot of great people who I didn't know from nothing who treat me better than family. And a lot of my anger comes from also seeing great people and my friends' family work together in a way that I've never got to experience in my own. So a lot of times I got to view people have real loving families that I didn't get to have. And that made me angry and it frustrated me, but I also appreciated being able to see it. So a lot of things in life make people angry. It wasn't until, fast forward, I feel like I'm giving y'all my fucking life story, but I have to be the example before I'm telling y'all what y'all need to do, right? Fast forward, it wasn't until I had Ari, which is my second kid, where I was like, girl, you need to take your ass to therapy. And so I took my ass to therapy. I took my ass to therapy, not because I wanted somebody to fix me. I wanted to have the tools to be able to deal with my shit mentally, right? And that's all therapy is. It's not you going into an office and you coming out brand new. It's not you going into an office and somebody's going to push a magic button and fucking fix your problems. It's going into an office, filling out a person's energy who is licensed to give you great advice to do what you need to do to deal with your shit. And you vibe with them. They hear you out. They have an unbiased opinion because they don't know anybody else in your life personally. They only getting to know you. And based on the things that you are telling them and that they are asking you questions on, they give you homework. And the homework would be, in this notebook, I need you to write down these things. And then the next time I see you, we're going to talk about it. And they start unraveling you, right? And helping you unravel yourself. And then they get to a point where they're just like, 1 + 1 = 2. A and B, now we get to F. We know where you're at. This is your common issue. Once you learn how to deal with this by doing these steps that I'm telling you, then you'll be able to deal with your life issues. That's all it is. It's somebody talking you through the steps that you need to take mentally, emotionally, sometimes physically, in order to clear the clutter in your fucking life so you can focus on the things that you say you want. And then eventually, you know, I don't need to keep coming here. I have this handled. I understand. I can do this myself. And then you stop fucking going. Some people have to continuously go because they have other things going on. I didn't have to continuously go. Sis talked to me. She told me what I should work on. She told me who I need to talk to in my family to give them the up and up and be direct. I talked to who I needed to talk to. Was it easy? No. Did I have to tell some people that I cared about some shit I didn't want to tell them? Yes, because my therapist knew I had to stop carrying shit for other people. Right? I was carrying a lot of shit for other people to be able to have quote unquote good relationships with people who are fucked up. And sometimes when you're young, and you get to your 20s, you're just like, fuck it, I'll bury it. I don't have to deal with that. It's going to keep coming up. And when you have kids, a lot of the things that you're not dealing with individually comes up while you're raising your kids. And I was feeling my anger come up while I was dealing with an infant and a toddler. Okay? And I didn't want to be one of those women that flipped out one morning and drove her vehicle off a bridge because it's just too much on my plate. I knew I needed to handle that shit, and that's the what the fuck I did. That is personal fucking awareness, right? So the person I am right now, I didn't become this person because I required no work. I didn't become this person because I'm perfect. I didn't become this person because I'm just always been level-headed. No, I've been a fucking hothead, but not a hothead enough to ruin my life. Not a hothead enough to have a criminal record. I've been a at-home hothead. very much to the limit. Sometimes police were called, but there were no charges filed type shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we all have shit, right? And I had shit I needed to do. And I think a lot of people have shit that they need to do. And there's a lot of truth behind why you're fucking angry. That's why I wanted to do this episode. You're not angry just because you're angry. The person you work with is not a bitch just because they're a bitch. The man you work for is not a dickhead because he's just a dickhead. No, there's some shit that he's not dealing with where he feels like, when I come to work, I'm gonna take it out on these motherfuckers because I'm the fucking manager. You know what I'm saying? When I go to the office, I'm gonna talk to my employees like this because what are they going to do? When I'm in a marriage, I'm gonna talk down to this woman like this because she ain't got no job. She got kids with me. And she ain't got enough money to possibly leave me because I'm disrespecting her or I'm talking to her crazy. That is why a lot of men get into this mindset of, when I meet my woman, she's not going to work. She's not going to have a job. She's just going to stay home and raise my kids. That is a woman's choice. Okay? And if you respect a woman enough some women are not comfortable having a man dictate how she eats, sleeps, drinks, shits, and goes about her business and take care of herself and her kids. They're not comfortable with that, because a lot of men who want to have that type of life, their dictatorship is rooted in insecurity. I don't care. I'm going to tell you all day. It is way better to want a person, okay, than to need a person. I will never be in a relationship because I need a person, because I can't do for myself or I don't want to do for myself. I will always be in a relationship with somebody, friendship or romantic ship or partnership in business, because I want to be here. There's a lot more genuine effort that comes in somebody wanting to versus they have to. Okay? That is why I choose that. That is why that is the only way for me. Don't put yourself in a position where you have to need a person because you can't do for yourself. It's not safe, it's not smart, and it's not mature. Okay? Everybody in every relationship, whether it's friendship, romantic ship, or business, you should be able to stand on your own too. The person that you're with should be able to have a day where they can't do what they usually do, and everything can still function because you know how to do it and you can do it. You can't sit in a marriage leaning on a man because he make all the money. That man is not immortal. Something can happen to him medically, physically. What are you going to do? Do you know how he pays bills? Do you know how he takes care of the kids? Do you know how he makes sure the electricity and the heat is running and fucking in the house and no fucking water? You don't know? You just know how to be cute? You feel comfortable in that? I talk to people every day who one day wake up and their husband or their wife wants a divorce. Now we got to split policies and shit, and you don't know shit. Your name ain't on shit. And some of the most bitter people call my job and they're just like, I want to cancel all these policies. And the other person is so dumb and aloof because they don't know shit, that they don't know that they don't have this policy no more covering their ass. They don't know that they driving around with no insurance. They don't know shit because you so comfortable with somebody doing for you. Never get comfortable with somebody doing for you, because people have the choice to make that they don't want to do for you one day. That is their personal choice. And when people die and leave this earth physically, spiritually, you need to know where shit is at. You need to know how to take care of your house. You need to know what policies are where. You need to know what life insurance is where. What is it covering? What does it do? What am I supposed to do? A lot of people are just in life bullshitting. And a lot of that sometimes makes me angry about how people bullshit. A lot of how people play with this idea of making kids and not taking care of kids pisses me off. A lot of how people want to get married because it looks cute, or I could have this wedding, or I want this type of ring. None of that shit fucking matters. Do you fucking care about this person? Do you want the best for this person, whether it works or it doesn't work? Do you care about this person's kids? Do they care about your kids? Do they care about your...
She Gets It Pod will be right back after these messages. It is that season once again, that returning depression, that seasonal depression, that just, you know, time where you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like being in the mix with everyone. You feel overwhelmed, or you're just missing people, and that's perfectly okay. And some people need more help than others. And when you're looking for help, sometimes it's not your friends. Sometimes it's not your family. Sometimes it's not the person you're in a relationship with that can help you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online at our fingertips. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp. and see what options you have to speak with someone and be heard. Because we all have things that we carry that are a bit heavier than the next person's. And so if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone talk to you and listen to you and give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, please check out our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Hope you feel better.
Well-being. If you were paralyzed from the neck down, do you think this person is going to bathe you, feed you, make sure you get your medicine, take care of you, take you out, treat you like a human being? That's the shit that matters. And a lot of people are getting married because I don't want an adult 100%. And that shit pisses me off. And then y'all just online posting pictures of you going out to eat all the fucking time. You online flashing your ring because it's just so cute. You online going on vacation. You online posting what your man bought you, posting what your girl did for you, doing a lavish fucking birthday, when in reality, this person wouldn't give a fuck if you drop dead tomorrow. In reality, when this person has to do for the kids in the house, they do for their kids only in the house. But you ain't gonna post that. You ain't gonna show that. When this person wants to go on vacation for real, they splurge on themselves and they tell you they be back on Monday. You ain't gonna post that. For the longest time, the way that I looked at men giving women flowers was on some, what the fuck did he do? Because for the longest time, I had a seat on the back end of a lot of people's relationships where they were only shown love and consideration and nice things because of the aftermath of what somebody did to them that hurt their feelings or disappointed them or disrespected the relationship. Don't fucking be great to me after you did something fucked up to me. Be great to me from the jump. Be great to me throughout the relationship. Consider me throughout the relationship. Show me appreciation always. Not on a holiday, not just on my birthday, not just because it's Christmas. Okay? Those holidays are made up to make money for corporations. It's not made up to show genuine love. So, do I appreciate it on those days? Yes. But I appreciate shit on every day. I appreciate the little things. Because I'm a genuine fucking person. But you have to be a genuine fucking person with boundaries to find a genuine fucking person. And even genuine people come with shit. So whatever you're angry about or whatever you're not dealing with or whatever you're avoiding, fix that shit. Address that shit. Because nobody's going to fix it for you. Nobody's going to do your work for you. So all your truth can remain your truth. But the anger that you pushing out is a result of shit you're not dealing with. Everybody outside got some shit with them. Everybody outside got some shit they either currently dealing with, avoiding, not dealing with, or they got the tools to do what they need to do to work with it. It's a choice. It's a choice to not crutch on the things that have happened to you to be fucked up in life. And fucked up to other people. It's a choice to be better than the circumstances that you were given that were out of your control. I could have been an alcoholic. I could have been on drugs. I could have been super sexual based upon shit that has happened to me in life. But I chose not to. I chose to be a better self. I chose to be focused on the things that I wanted that were good for me. That is why I do the things that are good for me. I don't wake up every day and be like, what fucked up thing can I put in my body today? I don't do that. People who wake up and put things in their body that don't help their body, they're trying to cover or bury or not deal with something. It's not because they just want to. It's because sometimes being better is more work than being fucked up. That might go over a lot of people's heads. But sometimes being a better you requires more work than you just fucking up what's already fucked up. Like, being a great dad is a lot of fucking unthankful work sometimes. But being a shitty dad that doesn't call, that doesn't show up, that doesn't do for their kid, that doesn't take care of their kid, that doesn't figure out who their kid is easy. It's easy not to call. It's easy not to check in. It's easy not to give a fuck. It's easy to just assume the mom will do it. It's hard work to try to build with a child, especially if you don't live with them. It's hard work to try to show up for a kid when you live in another state or another country. It's hard work to try to be in a child's life the way that you need to be in a child's life, whether you're a mother or a father, when you're physically not with them every day. But it is a choice and it is an effort that you have to continuously show when you want to. So that's why it's easy to be a flunky. That's why it's easy to be fucked up. That's why it's easy to be a bitch. That's why it's easy to be a dickhead, an asshole at work, because I don't have to explain what my problem is to you. I don't have to work on myself with you because I'm choosing on a daily not to. It's less work for me. But when I have to work through some shit, I gotta pause my life to work through some shit. I gotta invest in myself to work through some shit. And honestly, the truth is a lot of people don't give a fuck about themselves like they say they do. A lot of people don't think they're worth the investment personally to do the work. And that's why you're angry. Because a lot of times, they're not angry at the person outside of themselves. They're angry at themselves. Because every day they wake up and they choose to be a flunky. Every day they wake up and they choose to not try. Every day they wake up and they choose to meet an opportunity with an excuse. So behind all that anger is your truth. But some people feel like it's just easier to live that lie. And that's the reality of a lot of people's situations, is you would rather live a lie than do your fucking work. And I'm just at a point in my life at 37. I only want to be around motherfuckers that want to do their work. I only want to be around people that know that they shit stink. I only want to be around people who know that I don't have it all together. But let me tell you my experience and what I do know for sure. Let me tell you how I did fuck up. My best relationship, hands down, not romantically, just with a person, has got to be my uncle's relationship that I had from 15 up until when he passed. Because for the time frame that I did not have my father in my life like I needed to, he filled in abundance, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, discipline-wise. That man called me out on my shit. That man gave me wisdom. That man taught me how to do my own fucking taxes. That man taught me how to write certain letters to corporations. That man taught me history. That man talked to me about his fucked up ways and ways that he fucked up. He talked to me about when he made a hit list in life on people who had him fucked up. We had some real conversations when he would drop me off to college for class. We had some real conversations when he would drop me off to my jobs because he was going that way. And that's why I appreciate him. And that's why his name is tatted on my forearm. Because I need a reminder that you don't have to be 100% together. You don't have to be fucking perfect to have it correct. You have to be fucking truthful about your shit. You have to want to be better. You have to want to be here. So yeah, there's a lot of truth behind your anger. So I don't know. If you know somebody not dealing with that shit, pass this episode along. If you're not dealing with your shit, this is me being honest with you. You could be a better person going through your bullshit. Thinking it through, working it through. But if you keep trying to go around it, if you keep trying to bury the shit, if you keep trying to work your body out to the point where you forget it because you just look good, even people that look good are fucked up. Even people who are millionaires are fucked up. Even people who have a life of nepotism is fucked up. They're the most emptiest people because they get to a point where they realize the fucking money doesn't matter. Having the best body doesn't matter. Having all these phony fucking friends around me doesn't matter. Being on this yacht doesn't matter. Having all the clothes and the cars don't matter. Being able to buy my kids whatever they want doesn't matter because I know my kids really don't like me. My kids really don't fuck with me. They just like what I can do for them. That's a very empty fucking feeling. I would rather know my kids really fuck with me for real and love me for real, and I give them what I can, and they appreciate me, than for me to be able to buy them everything, and they don't fuck with me. So you get to choose. You get to choose if you want to do your work now, or you want to suffer and feel guilty later. A lot of y'all are living a half-assed life, because y'all keep trying to go around some bullshit you need to go through. Go through the hell. Get past it. Move along. It's very peaceful on the other side. I got my fucking quiet house. My kids are cool. My kids are honor roll students. I'm not married. Legally single. I'm not rich. I got some debt, you know, so I owe some people. But I'm doing what I need to do it best. I have to work a job today I don't fucking like. But I like what I can do for myself and my family after I work the fucking job. So I gotta work the job that I don't like to be able to do what I need to do. That's a choice. I could call these people right now and call out. That's also a choice. We make choices every day. But a lot of y'all are making choices not to really be honest with yourself and understand that your anger is not coming from nowhere. It's coming from somewhere, and it's a place full of shit you're not dealing with because you're choosing not to. That's all I wanted to say. Y'all should have got this on the 5th. I just fucked it up. Thank you so much for listening to me run my mouth for the last hour. I appreciate you. Yeah.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.